what we have, unfortunately, at the minute, we've close to 200,000 people who've been laid off temporarily as a result of this pandemic. And unfortunately, we're going to see many more tens of thousands laid off over the next coming days and weeks until we get the better of this crisis. And what we can't allow is that people who have had the shock, that their incomes are completely decimated. And that's why we are proposing to the government an income support scheme, which means that the incomes will be protected for low and middle workers. It means that if you were earning up to €32,500, the state will guarantee that you will continue to receive that income over the next 20 weeks. That's a maximum of €525. It's available to all employees, regardless of your income up to that level, and also for self-employed and casual workers. And we believe that this is a necessary step that will support families and workers, but will also ensure that these businesses are kept supported and that they're in a position to return to work as quickly as possible and open their doors again with their workforce being supported during this period.
These payments, will they be paid through the businesses themselves, and will these businesses then be reimbursed by the government, or how is this plan to work?
Yes, this money is support directly from the government. So it's the government that pays out this support to the employees at this point in time. But we would like it to be channeled through the employers where possible. It's important that that connection between the employers and the employees is maintained, because we know that many of these companies that have closed their doors, there's still a demand there. They're viable businesses. They want to reopen. There's no doubt about it that there will be a major bailout required to get the economy back up and working. It will run into tens of billions of euro. We've seen the likes of it in other jurisdictions already announced. Our focus here is that type of bailout needs to be going to families and workers and supporting small, medium enterprises. It can't be what happened in the past when we had a previous crisis, that it was the banks, the insurance companies, the bondholders, the developers, speculators who were bailed out and ordinary people were left picking up the tab. So at this time, when people need to be focused on themselves, their family, their loved ones, the wider health of the community, we want to lift that burden and anxiety from them in relation to their incomes. And that's why we're proposing this income guarantee, income support scheme. And we hope that the government will respond now and announce this in the coming days to give that certainty to businesses and to workers.